Hello.
Yes, hello, good evening. My name is Oscar with National Opinion Surveys. We are conducting an opinion survey about issues facing your community and the nation, and your individual answers are strictly confidential. Am I speaking with Michael?
Yeah.
Michael.
Thank you, Michael. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, or probably vote, or 50-50, or will not vote?
Definitely.
Definitely vote? All right, thank you. And just for statistical purposes, what is your age, please?
I'm over 40.
You're over 40? Okay,
yeah.
Thank you, sir. Next question. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race, please, Michael?
Yeah, white.
Thank you, Michael. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number 10. Between 0 and 10. 10?
10.
Thank you, Michael. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Do you consider yourself a strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
I don't know how you define that.
It's your opinion.
Strong Democrat.
Thank you. Thank you, Michael. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied or dissatisfied or very dissatisfied in which the direction the country is headed in?
It depends.
it's your opinion. How do you feel?
Satisfied.
Satisfied.
It's hard to say. I don't know.
Okay. And thank you, Michael.
It's
and mixed. What specifically makes you say that in your own words? Go ahead.
Yeah, sure. The rise of radical right.
I'm sorry. The rise of?
The radical right wing.
Oh, the radical right wing.
The
right-wing.
Radical. Yeah.
Okay.
Hold on 1 second, Max.
Sure.
Okay, I'm talking. Okay, I need to talk to this guy, okay? Okay. The radicalization of the Republican Party and the rise of the extreme right.
Give me a second here. Let me get that of the Republican Party. 1 second. All right. Now, you said the radicalization of the Republican Party and what else? I'm sorry?
And the rise of the extreme right wing.
All right. Perfect. So I got the radical right wing, the radicalization to the Republican Party, and the rise of the extreme right wing. Is that about right?
That's about right.
All right, perfect. Thank you, Michael. Next question, sir. And which of the following issues are most important to you in the next year's Congress and the congressional election? I'm going to go ahead and read you the option. You can choose the top two choices for you, okay? Here's the first one. Lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government. The next one, climate change and environmental issues, or protecting abortion and reproductive rights, or improving K-12 public school education, or criminal justice reform that stops radical profiling and holds bad cops accountable, or protecting our democracy and freedoms, or immigration and border security, or inflation and the economy, or healthcare costs, or standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, or crime and violence, or gun regulation and reform. Which ones out of those are your top choices, Michael?
Protecting democracy and climate change.
Protecting our democracy and freedoms, and you said climate change and environmental issues, correct?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, sir. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court? Do you approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Disapprove? Now, would you say you somewhat disapprove or you strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Somewhat? Okay. Thank you, Michael. And generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Staying about the same.
All right. Thank you. And now, thinking about the race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Racial relations?
Race relations in America today.
Race relations?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know if I'm one to say, but getting better.
Getting better? Okay, thank you, Michael. And how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, or not often, or not at all?
Not at all.
Okay, thank you. And how often would you say you experience discrimination based on your sexual identity or preference in your everyday life? Would you say very
not
often?
Not at all.
Not at all? Okay, thank you. And how concerned are you about rights or freedoms being taken away or rolled back in this country? Are you very concerned or somewhat concerned or not very concerned?
Rights and freedoms taken away from what?
How concerned are you about rights or freedoms being taken away or rolled back in this country? Are you very concerned?
Yeah, very concerned. Very concerned.
Thank you, Michael. And now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Here's the first one. On a scale, Joe Biden, on a scale from 0 to 100, how would you rate him? 80, thank you.
80.
And how about the Republican Party on a scale from 0 to 100?
0.
Okay. And how about the National Rifle Association, or NRA?
0.
Okay. And how about the Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights?
Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights?
Mm-hmm, that's correct. The organization.
I'm not familiar with them.
Okay, no worries. And how about Black Lives Matter on a scale from 0 to 100? Did you hear me, Michael?
60.
I'm sorry. 60? All right. Thank 60. You, sir. Thank you. And how about the next one? Donald Trump. How would you rate him on a scale from 0? Okay. Thank
zero.
You. And how about the next one? Cornel West. On a scale from 0 to 100?
60.
Okay. And the last one? Tim Scott. How would you rate him?
5.
5? Okay. Thank you, Michael. Next question. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, and Independent Cornel West, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or Cornel West?
Joe Biden.
Okay. Thank you. How worried are you about the rise of white nationalism in America today? Are you very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not at all?
Very.
Not worried at all. Very,
very
worried? Okay. Thank you. Now I'd like you to read. Now I'd like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement. Here's the first one: your heritage, traditions, and cultural identity is under attack in America. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Heritage, traditions, and cultural identity is under attack. Do I strongly agree?
Mm-hmm. Do you agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Now, do you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat? Okay, thank you. And how about gay marriage should be a legally protected right in this country? Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. And how about America is on the path to another civil war? Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Okay, thank you. And how about racism against black people is a big problem in today's society? Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay, thank you. And how about the government should do more to lessen racial inequality in society? Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. And how about reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society? Do you strongly agree?
Disagree.
Somewhat.
Strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree. Thank you. And how about the last one on this? American democracy is under major threat now. Do you strongly agree? Somewhat disagree.
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Thank you. Next question, Michael. In general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of black and minority students on college campuses and in employment? Do you support or oppose that?
Just that's it, support or oppose?
Well, strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly
somewhat
oppose?
Support. Somewhat support.
Somewhat support? Okay, thank you. Now, Michael, I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about our country. Please tell me which you agree with more. Statement A. Some people say America's strength is rooted in the traditional values of its founders and its people. Woke culture is going too far. It pushes books into our schools that indoctrinate rather than educate. It lectures us.
Wait, I don't know if there's something with your microphone, sir. It's very hard to hear you. I don't know if you can adjust anything on your end.
Give me a second. Let me see here. Okay. Okay. Are you able to hear me a little better now? Are you able to hear me better?
Slightly better.
Okay. Now I'm gonna repeat the question, Michael. I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about our country. Please tell me which you agree with more. Statement A. Some people say America's strength is rooted in the traditional values of its founders and its people. Woke culture is going too far. It pushes books into our schools that indoctrinate rather than educate. It lectures us on mistakes of our past rather than uniting with us for solutions today. Diversity should not be a consideration for a job or admission to college. Our government should treat us as individuals and allow us the freedom to make our own choices. Statement B. Other people say America's strength is its diversity, that we are a nation defined by the different people who have come together and put truth to the ideal that we, the people, can accomplish anything together. But we cannot continue America's greatness by diminishing or cashing out groups of Americans based on our differences. Instead, we need to strengthen our commitment to equal rights, equal access, and equal opportunity to all our citizens so that they might all contribute to the strength of America. Which of the two statements do you agree with more, statement A or B?
B.
Okay, would you say much more B or somewhat B?
Much more.
Much more? Okay, thank you. And I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are being undermined in our country today. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with this being undermined or under threat. A 0 means that you somewhat agree, and a 0 means that you do not think it is being threatened or undermined at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one, freedom to protest to the police or government. On a scale from 0 to 10.
Sorry, what's the 10?
I strongly agree it is being threatened or undermined.
Can I somewhat agree?
Yeah, it's a scale from 0 to 10. 5 is
right. Wait, 10 is strongly agree, mm-hmm. and 0 is disagree?
Yeah, we do not agree it is being threatened or undermined at all. On a scale from 0 to 10.
4.
Okay, thank you. And how about ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting on a scale from 0 to 10?
To voting?
To voting. Mm-hmm.
8.
Correct.
An 8.
All right. And how about equal economic opportunities for all on a scale from 0 to 10?
8.
Okay. And how about immigration to this country on a scale from 0 to 10?
Is under threat? What's the question?
Yeah, if it is strongly agreed that it's being threatened or undermined, or
immigration, 5.
Okay. And the right to bear arms on a scale from 0 to 10, how do you agree?
0.
0? Okay. And how about police that treat everyone the same on a scale from 0 to 10?
Do I agree that...
How much do you agree that it's being threatened or undermined on a scale from 0 to 10?
The police are being treating everybody the same?
Mm-hmm. It says police that treat everyone the same.
And 10 is, I think, that's being undermined?
That is strongly, that you strongly agree that it's being threatened or undermined.
Mm-hmm. 5.
5? Okay. And the last one on this, a commitment to Christian ideals on a scale from 0 to 10.
Christian ideal?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's strongly undermined. 0.
0? All right. Thank you, Michael. Next question. And now I'm going to read to you some statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, a 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, and a 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. There's the first one.
Okay.
America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. Our rights and freedoms are under attack, so our votes matter today more than ever. If we don't fight back now, we risk losing everything we have gained. On a scale from 0 to 10, how do you agree on that statement?
10 is strongly agree. I strongly agree. 10.
10 is strongly agree. Yes, sir. Thank you. The last one. Over the last few years, a stacked and extremely conservative majority on the United States Supreme Court has rolled back fundamental civil and human rights. Just a few weeks ago, the court majority struck down affirmative action in higher education, rejected student debt relief, and opened the door to businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ people. The Supreme Court impacts all aspects of our lives, and we need a Supreme Court that works for all of us, not just the wealthy and the powerful. On a scale from 0 to 10, how do you agree on that statement?
Well, there's a lot in that statement, but I'll give it a 7.
7? All right. Thank you, Michael. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. Let me ask you now. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential election in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means you're extremely – a 10?
10.
Okay, thank you. Now, switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
What does that mean, the last year of school?
High school or college or some college or postgraduate?
Postgraduate.
Okay, thank you, Michael. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Thank you. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household? Yes or no?
Yes, two.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal or somewhat liberal or moderate or somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Moderate.
Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Would you say twice a week or more, or every week, or once or twice a month, or several times a year, or hardly ever, or never?
Several times a year.
Okay, thank you. How would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you, Michael. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Yes or no?
No. No.
Thank you. All right, Michael. So this actually concludes our survey. I thank you so much for your participation. Keep in mind your opinion is very important. So thank you so much for your participation, okay?
Okay. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
All right.
Michael.
Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Take care.